We are joined today over the phone by Gretchen Olson, store manager at the Trimont Town Center. Thank you very much for setting aside the time.
Thank you for hanging out with us and seeing what we have going on over here.
Yeah, the main reason I dialed you up was Hometown Christmas happening this week. So what's most important for people to know about that?
Hometown Christmas is your chance to Christmas shop with locals and supporting our local vendors. We have our feature wall here is all local goods, and it's always that way from businesses and people in the area. And so at Christmas time, we love to give people the option to shop local. And so we do it various nights throughout the week. So tonight kicks off Hometown Christmas, so we have two vendors here. We have Villa Rustic, which is olive oil, and then we have Country Creek Sewing, which she does towels and bags and mittens. And so we'll have two vendors tonight. Vendors are allowed to come and set up between 3 and 4, and then we close at 8 o'clock. So 7:30, quarter to 8 is when they're here until.
Yeah, so December 2nd through the 6th on this Tuesday, of course, as we talk. But then you got a whole lineup of the whole week, like you were just saying.
We do. So Wednesday night is going to be Dee Dee's favorites, and she does rosettes. And we have Fox Lake Furniture here, and then we have Sweet Note Candles. They are new to us. They are from Bemidji, so they're a little far north, but they're still Minnesota local. It's a couple that started making beautiful soy candles in their own home, and so now they've created this huge company. And they travel all over. They're in 240-some Ace stores, I believe, plus other places. So they will be here on Wednesday night. And then Thursday is the Ham Bingo at the Sin Family Celebration Center. It's our fireman's Ham Bingo for the holidays. So that's a fundraiser. I think it's for the food shelf this year again. And so that night we opted not to have our vendors come if they could come another night so that we're not competing with something else going on in town. So we're promoting Ham Bingo that night at Sin Family Celebration of Life Center. Friday, then, we have Oofta's Crazy Creations, Country Wildflower, and then Carlson Gardens and Woodcraft. So those three will be Friday night. Then Saturday, we do it a little earlier. Saturday is from 3 to 7, and we have Chalking with Kathy and HM Century Farms. We'll be here from 3 to 7, and then Santa is here. That's our Santa. Santa comes to visit us 4 to 6 on Saturday. And then we'll have our second annual tree lighting out here at about 6:15, 6:30.
And I see a surprise visitor on the agenda as well.
There is a visitor coming that will be fun.
And that'll be on Saturday, December 2nd through the 6th is Hometown Christmas, the series, and 5 to 8:30 p.m., the time window that's specified on the event for Trimont Town Center, which is where I found it on Facebook. What is the best place? And maybe that is the best place for people to kind of follow along and then obviously go find the vendors themselves with their presence as well.
Absolutely. Facebook is the best place. We've got the list on our page. We'll post each day who's going to be here and the times. And so then you can, most of them are on Facebook as well with their own pages on Facebook. So you can look and see what they have if you want, you know, to get a preview of what they will be bringing. Or you can just show up and see what they've got here and see what you need to complete your Christmas list.
Yeah, go straight to the source. That's always a good strategy. Usually it is. And how did this maybe, you know, get started? What was kind of the inspiration and what keeps it going?
We want to support local. Like I said, as long as probably the last 6 years for sure. I've been here 7 years. I think 6 years we have just found that we carry whole grain milling chips, and we have Harris Honey, and we have Martin County Magic, and people want to support local. And so as we thought about this, I was like, what can we do? What do we call it? What do we have that we can start bringing in all these very creative people that we have around here that have wares? And so that's kind of how it started, was just choosing a few people and saying, hey, would you be willing to come in and help us celebrate Christmas? And we started out with just a couple nights, but we can only house so many, three at a time. Otherwise, you can't move to shop. And we are a grocery store, so you have to be able to get the carts through. So we just decided we would you know, run it through the week. And so then you can be out a little bit each night and change things up as you look for different Christmas gifts locally. And so we want that hometown feel here, and we want to be the town center. We feel that we have become the hub of the town, and how can we be the hub of the communities around us as well and support those local people. So
that's what Hometown Christmas is all about. Trimont Town Center has it going December 2nd through the 6th. And you can check out more of the details on the Trimont Town Center Facebook page. And you can even go deeper on some of those vendors and what they have to offer and the events that are happening throughout this week. Thank you very much for giving us some insight into that. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kempson. We appreciate you.
That's Gretchen Olson, the store manager at Trimont Town Center. Check them out and all that they have going on. Hometown Christmas this first full week of December. Thank you out there for listening.